Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
You know, there's three letters that are part of an inside club, and maybe you've never heard about it before. Certainly years ago, I had not. You see, most of us have heard of the letters OCD, Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. You know, we've heard that, and that gets thrown around, whatever. We're not talking about those letters today. We're talking about CCD. And I got to give a props to my friend and former coach, Chet Scott of Built to Lead, who baked into my head CCD, clear, concise, and direct. And see, these three letters are part of an insider club because there's certain people that I'm going to get an email from today. And you know what? At the bottom of their email, every single email, they've created a culture where you don't speak to them unless you're CCD. Now, how do I ensure that? How do they ensure that? Because they have something at the bottom that says, this email is less than three sentences, or less than two sentences, or some less than five sentences. You can actually create an email signature for all your emails that basically give people parameters. Now you might say, well, gee, the Carrie, that sounds pretty controlling. That sounds pretty crazy. What are you talking about? You mean people actually send you emails where they require you to be less than three lines of an email? Absolutely. Think about it, folks. In today's economy, time is money. In fact, some of you have a faith, and in my favorite book, it says, make the most of the opportunity. In one version, it says, redeem the time. In other words, even God believes in brevity. Let there be light. Let there be light. Boom, and there was light. So I think we've actually regressed in today's landscape. You see, tonight we're gonna have a chat with our private mastermind. It's called Fire Ring. And you know what? I love every single person in there. There's 25 members and it's tough to get in, but you know what? We're gonna create the culture of CCD, clear, concise, and direct. Because you know what? Things have slipped. Things have slipped and it doesn't help anybody. You know why? Because I'm sitting here biking and I'm thinking, you know what? Everybody I operate with who's an influencer puts on me clear, concise, and direct. And you know what? It forces me to spend time before I craft an email, before I send a text, before I make a phone call. It forces me to get clear. You see, being clear is actually hard. Being clear is the opposite of verbal vomit, where you just hop on and you just start writing, and you write volumes and volumes and volumes, and you send it to an influencer, and you expect them to take time out of their busy day when that little email would have taken them 45 minutes. Well, guess what? If their hourly rate is $100, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000 an hour, and you might say, are you serious? Yeah, absolutely. So you just gave someone $10,000 worth of debt by you sending that email. See, most people don't think this way. Most people just think, well, you know, I'm gonna impress them with my length. Einstein talks about how the genius take complex things and make them incredibly simple. And the people in life who take simple things and make them complex, well, we have other words for those people, right? And it's not genius. So the point is this: are you operating in life with a CCD culture? Are you being clear, concise, and direct? And if the answer is yes, fantastic, because other people around you are probably gonna mimic that. But if you tolerate just verbal vomit, and I get it, sometimes people need to work out what they're trying to say. Fantastic. Work it out on your own. Take 45 minutes to write it out. Then review it, reflect, and pull out the one request that you have. And I know what some people are going to say. Well, gee, that sounds really unspiritual. That sounds really harsh. And yet, as I look at my favorite book, one of my favorite teachers, Jesus, he would often go up to people and say, "What do you want?" That's it. What do you want? And you know what? Some people knew what they wanted and they were healed. And other people told them a long, long, long story. And sometimes he just plain cut them off. The guy who had been sick for 38 years, lying at the pool and blaming everybody else, didn't give Jesus an answer that was clear, concise, and direct. Gave him a story, and Jesus interrupted him and healed him anyway. That's pretty cool. So this is Cary Obermunner. This message is seriously, every single second of it has been birthed out of love and care and concern. Because you know what? I want every single person watching this to be able in the next 6 months to interact with some influencers in every industry who are gonna bring them to the next level. And you know what? It's gonna be CCD that allows you to communicate in a powerful way. This is Cary Obermunner. Be a soul on fire.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at caryobermunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.